Yo, 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 what's going on?
Man's tired, bro.
Coming straight from work?
Yeah, my brother.
Fam, we need to win the lottery, man.
It's been a long week so far.
How come?
You know them ones, bro. Early mornings, late nights at times. You know?
Just grinding, innit? Just grinding in there, man. Chasing the bag and that, yeah?
Trying to chase the bag, man. When God go bless me.
Do you ever think, yo, one day I'm going to be a millionaire?
Bro, I think about it not every day, but yeah.
If you got like 2 million right now, what are you going to do?
I'm taking a long holiday to start with. Just to relax.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Bro, maybe like a month or two. Just 2 months. Forget about work. Forget about... Just relax. Put your phone away. Just relax. Just ease your mind. Don't think about any problem for a while.
Yeah.
Reset. Before I'll start thinking about what I'm even going to do with the money or what I'm just going to take some time to chill, relax, unwind, eat good food, be pumped. Yeah.
Bro, I'm watching you and everything. The way you're reciting the whole thing, yeah. I can tell that you've been thinking about it for the longest.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone out there that has never thought about it before. Like, what are you going to do when you get rich? Like, rich, or you win the lottery or some bullshit like that. Everyone thinks about it.
That's crazy, though, bro. That is crazy. I think the other day, I was looking at an article and everything. There was this guy. Yeah, this British guy and everything. He was for the council. He picks up the beans in there.
Okay.
And I think he won £10 million. He blew the whole thing on drugs and prostitutes.
I think I've heard the story.
And went back to picking
up those beans. Yeah, I heard about that story. He won a couple millions, blew it all, like enjoyed life. Holiday, they travel around, spent it on his friends, family, and then he got broke.
Depression would kill me.
Yeah, yeah. But to his credit, apparently he had a house at least. By the time he went back to work, he had bought a house.
He has bought a house for himself, yeah. And paid it off. Yeah.
But still,
I'll be so depressed.
I'm telling you.
Bro, every single day, I'll be thinking, everything that you would have done with that 10 mil, will definitely... come back to you.
You start thinking about it
and everything. I'll be so fucking depressed. But then on the flip side, you'll be like, you know what? At least I had fun though.
Bruh. Fuck the fun.
You know what I'm saying?
The depression you're going to go through for the rest of your life, if not for a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like that pain is more than the thought of you lived it before.
Yeah.
You get me?
Absolutely.
Nah, you're going to be kicking yourself in the teeth.
I've got a homeboy of mine, yeah, doing the whole PPP loan type thing and the bounce back loan.
Bounce back loan, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He got 50K.
Is it?
He collected that 50K, yeah. But he said that by the time he used it to pay our debts and everything was gone.
It was gone.
And till today, he still beats himself thinking, when else am I going to touch 50K cash? Like, yo, people had 50K in their account.
Just like that.
Bro, bare people had 50K. People were getting for their siblings, for their family members and everything. Bro, a lot of people touched money at that time. You get what I'm saying? But then the thing is...
COVID times, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, by the time you pay all debts, you do this, I think very little people... You must already have a business that's up and running. For you to say, you know what, this, I'm going to put this into this business. But if you don't have no business at all, bro.
You're a regular guy.
You're just a regular dude and everything. Yeah. A lot of people used that money to pay our debts. And by the time you pay our debts, bro, shit is gone
already. Nah, if you're a regular dude, 50K, bro, 50K is not going to do much for you.
It's crazy though.
Nah, it's not going to do much for you. Considering that some people might have student loans to pay. You've got this, you've got that. You try to, you know, maybe upgrade your home a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
That money will be gone.
Just a regular life expense and everything. Everything will be gone. You get me? Everything will be gone. But let's assume that you won the lottery right now and and you got this 5 million, 10 million, are you going to tell your friends? This guy, a selfish guy, bro.
Nah, I will have to.
At some point.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah.
Not immediately.
Not immediately. Bro, when that kind of, you need to relax. You need to think twice. This is the mistake I've never been, but when you think about it so much, right?
Yeah,
it will make you start to plan ahead of it. Like, there's no rush telling people I've won the money.
Yeah,
you don't need that attention straight away. You don't need that attention. You feel me? Just relax, plan, put pen on paper, take your time, and then strategize
what you gonna do.
Yeah, because bro, you tell people. What the first thing I'm gonna do is, bro, give me this, give me that, send me this, send me that, send me that. Nah, you need to plan. Okay, this person is getting that. This one is getting this. This one is getting this. This, that.
So
that.
You're gonna break your friends up then?
Yeah. No, of course, bro. Everyone is gonna get a little piece of the cake.
I wouldn't say everyone though.
Not everyone. I mean, when I say everyone, I mean
your boys,
my boys.
Okay,
like the people that. They'll know themselves.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Don't be everybody way, go touch that cake.
No, hell bro. No.
No. Family and my boys.
Yeah.
They're gonna get a piece of that cake.
Absolutely.
Bro, I know if you chop that money on my own. No. Come on.
No.
Yeah.
And me, the way I'll do it, because I was having this conversation with Arnold in it, and he himself was saying that he doesn't think he's gonna give people cash, that he thinks he's gonna pay off everybody's debt. Right, but then what if? So my own thing was: what if the debt is not what's pressing the person
exactly,
at that time?
Exactly. I mean, if I know, I'm not gonna lie to you. If for, say you won the lottery right now, right, and then you called me up and said, "Yo, I want to pay off your debt," I'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
because if you think about it, yeah, how much debt exactly do you actually?
How much debt have you got?
How
secondly,
much debt exactly do you have?
Bro, I want to be able to control what I do with the money. Yes. I want to be able to might be pressing things that I need to get done. I don't need to pay the debts.
Yeah,
I've got 5 years to pay off that debt.
The bank
can wait.
They definitely can wait.
Yeah, you get me. Wait. There must be something else that I want to do. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
I'll go Thursday, bro. I beg. I mean, thanks. That's very generous of you, but I need
the cash. And everything,
yeah, bro.
Nah, fam. It's just one of them ones I think about all the time, man. Because golly, if you get that kind of money and everything, obviously, I don't have a lot of friends. I've got a lot of associates, but I don't have a lot of friends. So my friends, they know themselves. You know, I would definitely break them off, break family off, make sure that everyone is good. I know it's easier said than done, because someone said to me, listen, you're saying that right now until you have that money.
True that.
Right? And you're thinking about, okay, but if you think about it, 10 mil, like even if you spend 1 mil, let's assume that you break everyone off with 1 mil. I don't think
you're still good.
You're still what?
But bro, certain people would expect more than certain people.
Nah. But that's where the greed comes in.
Yeah.
Because just like you said, if I tell my friends and the first thing they tell, yo, guy, find me something, bro. Nah, fam, you mad.
Relax.
Is that the first thing you're telling me? Like, you get bro. Me? Like a good friend would be like, all right, guy, listen. Chill out. Mm-hmm. Strategize first, bro.
Yep.
Don't spend on shit, bro. You know, so yeah, but I just
but
want
get,
ones,
get
man.
Ready because you're gonna lose some associates too.
Absolutely,
you will lose some associates. So.
Absolutely, and bro, and I'm okay with that.
You're okay,
and I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but yeah, man. Mad. Let's say just one of them dreams. Hopefully, happens one day.
Hopefully,
man.
Happens. It's,
hopefully,
it's a dream.
Happens one
it's
day.
It's a dream, man.
For real.
Yeah.
But listen, man. Listen, we got tank. All the freshers out there. The last episode was amazing with Adeshope. Good conversations. Love that guy. We salute that guy for coming by, man.
Always, man.
You know what
always,
I'm saying?
Always,
that dude is
always.
A positive guy, bro.
Too positive. You know?
Too positive sometimes.
Yeah, knowledgeable industry guy.
No, he's one of them guys. He's one of them guys and everything. And the fact that obviously, anytime we call him, he comes around and everything, man. Nah, listen, salute to him, bro. Salute to him. And it's so funny. You've never met him, though.
I've not met him, bro.
Like, every single time that he's been here, you've not been around.
I've not been able to make it. I was hoping last week, Wednesday, man would be here, but it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, he was meant to come Wednesday, yeah, but then something popped off and everything. Then he came on the weekend.
Then it got pushed to Saturday. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a look at the comments and everything? So, some people were asking about you, bro.
Make it chill.
Let up, fam. Nah, bro. Like, you have viewers. You have people that want to see you. Yeah, bro. Man.
I'm here.
You get what I'm saying? You have people that want to see you. Yeah, bro.
I'm here for them.
Yeah.
What questions you want to ask me?
Nah, fam. You're here once in a while, bro. They want to see you here all the time, bro. They want to see you all the time. You have a job to do, bro. Listen, bro. You people should tell him, man. He's got a job to do. My man's disappearing act and everything, bro.
This guy threw me under the bus.
But yeah, man. Listen, salute to you, man, out there, man. Salute to all the freshies. You know, you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us. And for that, we salute you, Lord, man. You know, it's your boy Toby. Yeah, for real. It's your boy Toby and your boy Kojo. Kel's not here today, man.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? My man handle business and everything, man. Mm-hmm, but salute to him and all that. You know, listen, if you've not subscribed to the channel yet, do that. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Watch the videos. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too, man.
Yep,
you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because they got friends too. And then also, if you're on Spotify, if you're on Apple Podcasts, any of the audio platforms you're on, we are there as well for the audio experience. You know, because some people say that they prefer the audio to the video,
and
some people say they prefer the video to the audio, man. You know what I'm saying?
You get choice.
Yeah,
you've
bro.
Got
we
choices.
Get different varieties, man.
Yeah.
You know? And I know that some of you are probably wondering, listen, this setting is nice. I think I love the setting though, bro.
It looks nice. Still.
Yeah. I think I love the setting and everything.
It's
you know?
Focused. Yeah. Looks sharp.
You know? I think I love the setting. You know, the both of us here facing the camera and everything.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, man. Listen. Salute to you guys for real. Bro, where do we go in, man?
My guy.
Things have been happening. You know what I'm saying? Listen, bro. Where do we start?
Why don't we kick off? Why don't we kick off from Lonely at the Top?
Oh, yeah?
Listen. Let's start with that one.
Fam, have you heard that song yet?
It's a beautiful one.
Salute to Asha K, man.
It's a beautiful one.
For real. I love that tune, man. Let's jam it, though. Let's see what the song's saying, bruv. Yeah. Many at the top,
money on my mind.
Care what about me in particular. Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know
no one can chase it for me.
No one.
All alone I demand for my love, but I got the edition my love. If you want to let Jack on my love, to find anybody no money I want.
Me a man.
But they here with the people they talk. This is love when I wanna get another one. I go take and do waiting. I love
waiting. You love, oh, no be waiting. I love waiting. I love. I go to worry to my heart. Oh, go no be vodka.
Mr. Money Ginger.
I'm already the waste time.
Mr. Money Ginger. I can't waste my time. Stressed. Don't care if I'm lonely, if I want it, I'm obsessed. Oh,
but I got the edition, my love. If you want to see the jack on my money, you can find anybody in the money I want. But they hear what the people they talk.
This is love when I want to get another one. I go take and do waiting. I love
waiting. You love, don't be waiting. I love. Waiting, I love, I go do and return my heart to Coco, no be vodka.
Mr. Money Ginger, all I know, I know the waste time. Mr. Money Ginger,
lonely.
Money on my mind.
Money.
That was a perfect intro.
That was a perfect intro.
That was a perfect intro. Asha K, featuring her.
Sweet voice.
Lonely at the top of the remix, voice. Bro. Fam, I love her, man.
No. That girl get that voice.
Listen, I love her,
get
man.
That angelic Jesus. Voice.
And it's so crazy to see her right now, yeah. I remember the time that she came out, a couple years ago. Yeah, she was still very young at the time. Mm. Actually, there was her, and then there was another guy called him.
Is it?
That was a whole separate guy. They were not in the same group or whatever.
Okay.
There was another guy called him. And there was a group called They. swear to God. This was a real shit, you know? But then obviously with her and everything, the time she came out, nobody knew who she is. Mm. She had that name because obviously her. Like, it's just this whole anonymous thing. She wanted the talent to be at the forefront. And not her. And then anytime you actually saw her, when people now started to get to know her, she was putting on the black shades.
She always had the black shades on, if you
remember.
I heard about that story.
I didn't know her then.
I didn't know the story then. But then when I looked up when she first came out,
she always had the black shades on and everything. But then obviously as she now got older and started coming into herself, she now started bringing out herself a bit more. Her music, she's one of them people where whenever you hear about her, you are talking about the music. Mm. And she plays all types of instruments and everything. She's amazing. But I'm not going to lie, I was surprised to see her on this song.
Why? Why would you
First of all, I feel that Lonely at the Top is a perfect song. It is one of them songs that you call a perfect song. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Essence is one of them songs as well. A perfect song. Don't touch it. You get what I'm saying? Don't touch it. So when I saw this, and it just happened like that, I believe she just posted it in the morning, and then boom, it came out in the evening and everything. She was playing the instrumentals on her Instagram page, and then she said that the song was gonna come out. So I didn't know what to expect. I was like, okay, cool. But when I heard it and heard her voice on that song, obviously, you could tell that it was Ashake that wrote her verse for her because, you know, she was trying to speak in Pidgin and all that kind of stuff, which is cool, but she executed though.
You get what I'm saying?
She executed, she bloody killed it. Obviously, he did his own thing as well. I think the blending of the both of them, I never expected that marriage, not her. If that makes sense. Maybe somebody else. Maybe like a Chris Brown. But not her.
Is it because she's new to Afrobeats? Like she's I've never heard her jump on an Afrobeats before or collab with an Afrobeat artist or anything like that before.
No, it's not even because of that. I think it's because there are so many people that I've seen that have dibbled and dabbled into the sound. Mm. She's a straight R&B artist. If that makes sense. She's a straight R&B artist. But then at the same time, I'm not surprised because there has been a lot of marriages when it comes to, you know, our sound and also the American sound. And the artist as well. You see people like Friday. You see people like Chris Brown. Mm. You know, I think Ashake has another song coming out with somebody. I think him, Saz, and somebody else. I've forgotten who that person is. Oh my God, the name just kind of escaped my mind. I think he has another song. Bro, he's doing the damn thing right now. He's doing the damn thing.
The thing is, at the moment, bro, we know that international appeal is there.
Absolutely.
For our music.
Absolutely.
So it's... We shouldn't even...
Oh, sorry, bro.
We shouldn't even be surprised anymore when any artist collabs with an Afrobeat artist to make a song these days. So to me, right these days, if I see him, bro, if like what have we not seen? We've seen the Justin Bieber's, we've seen the Beyoncé's, we've seen every name it. They are all doing it. So if I see him right now, I know they shock me. Like it's
the new song that I was telling about is Ashake has a new song with Ghana coming out.
Oh God, is it out?
No, it's not out yet. It's gonna come out. We're gonna.
Bro, I can't picture or I can't hear what that song would sound like.
But that's what I'm saying, that there are artists, someone like Gunna, yeah, yes, he has, when he came out of jail, he now did the song that he did, the remix to, what's the name of that guy again? Oh, fuck. We actually played the song, yeah. I forgot the name of that song, right? But I think the title of the song is Blessings or something like that. Mm. But, you know, so imagine that there are artists that I've never imagined that they were going to cross over to this side to want to do a song like Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? Lil Durk has a song, yes, you know, with Ira Star.
Ira Star and Ben. You know? Was it Ben? Benna? No. Is
no,
Benna
no, 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 no. No, it's this white DJ, this guy, this Irish guy. I think it's Irish or Scottish or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you have that. You have, you know, hard right now. So these artists are beginning to cross over and like merging the sound and everything. I think it's a beautiful thing, man.
It is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And I'm embracing it.
Absolutely.
And I like the way Afrobeat artists are embracing it.
Absolutely.
You get what I mean? Music is not just about Afrobeats to them anymore. It's more about, it's a mix now. You get me?
It's world music.
It's world music now. It's not just about genres. It's not just about Afrobeats, R&B.
No, absolutely no.
You know, coming together, making good music. But I loved Hez's verse on that song.
Oh yeah,
I was hoping it would have been a bit longer.
Same as well.
I was hoping it would have been a bit longer because it was refreshing to hear her on this song. But like you said earlier on, no one is touching Lonely at the Top.
He's one of them songs.
You get me? He's one of them songs that, bro. It's
very
like,
perfect song, in my opinion.
It takes you to a good place when you hear it.
Nah, like, salute to them, though.
It resets you and then you feel like, bro, get back to the grind. That's how I feel when I hear it.
Salute to them, you though, get for what real. I'm saying? Salute to them, but I'm waiting for the one that he has with Gunna because I'm very, very, very interested to see how that's going to sound.
Mm. I don't know if it could be a mixture of rap and then, I don't know, bro.
We'll find out.
I can't.
I don't think. I think what Gunna is trying to do now is he's trying to get away from that whole street image. I think he's trying to branch out right now because you know whatever he went through was that whole street. You know, I'm trying to be a thug and all those kind of things. I think he's realized. You know what. That kind of puts me in a box,
innit? Yeah, but yep.
Yeah, that kind of puts you know, it puts me in a box and everything. Wow, I can actually blend with other sounds, do other type of music, and just go worldwide or whatever, and still keep that swag, that coolness or whatever. But then I don't want to be in a box.
I think that's just what it is.
But listen, salute to Ashake, salute to her, man, for real.
Nah, big tune, nice tune.
You know. And
nice tune.
Yeah, bro. And obviously, since we are on here, and did you watch the whole Rema O2 concert?
Rema. Man like Rema. Man like, baby, calm down.
Listen.
Bro, that was, first of all, that was a sold out.
Salute to him.
Massive. His first time at the O2.
Salute to him.
You get me? And they're washing it like it's they wash him like it be key soap right now. Like I'm telling you, too easy.
Listen, it's too easy right now, bro.
It's too easy, my guy. It's too easy. Nah, massive congrats. Salute to Rema.
Nah, congratulations to him, man.
He done his thing. You get me? He done it.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. So sorry to cut you off. I thought you were done. I'm not gonna lie, just one of them ones where yesterday the concert was
It was on Tuesday.
I totally forgot. I totally forgot that the concert was happening. Obviously, I said I wasn't gonna go, right?
Mm.
So but then I went to the O2 to grass and to eat.
That day.
On that day. You know what I'm saying? The traffic was mad.
It will be.
You know, the traffic was mad. Went to the old to the grass sand to eat and whatnot. You know, shitloads of people there. So that was when it dawned on me, oh shit, the Rema thing is happening. You know? And obviously everyone was talking about it because when Adeshape came here, he was like, yo, guys, you know, I'm going and everything. If you guys want to come and everything. But to be honest with you, I wasn't too keen on going.
Kelly didn't go. I thought he said he was going. I thought he got
I don't know if he went. I haven't spoken to him yet. I don't know if I doubt if he went. I doubt if he went because I know that if he went, he would be posting in the fucking group chat and everything, innit? Yeah. You know? But yeah,
I know a couple people that went still.
No, I know bad people that went. I know bad people that went. Like Instagram was busy. Instagram stories were busy and everything. So yeah, the traffic was crazy. Shitloads of people were there. Obviously, the turn up and all that kind of stuff. You get me? So that was when I remembered, oh shit, Rema is happening.
It's happening. You know? Happening.
Okay. But before the show started, he now made a post on Twitter, which I think was amazing. I think it was good, you know, because that shows, you know, at the end of the day, when you're grateful and thankful for people that have helped you within your journey and everything to get to where you are, more blessings gonna come to you. You get what I'm saying? You know? So he dropped a post. He said, before I get on stage, I want to say a big thank you to Burna Boy for bringing me on stage 2 years ago. Because when Burna was at the O2, you know, Rema was one of the people that he brought on stage to perform and everything. And he absolutely killed it. You know what I mean? He absolutely, I remember it. You know, and then he said, today it's my turn to conquer that same stage. And I wish you were here to share this moment with me. Regardless, I'm grateful for the motivation. With love,
that
Rema.
That is sweet.
That's amazing, bro.
That's
amazing.
That is, I love it when artists actually pay respect.
Absolutely.
To other artists that actually did it for them before. Nah, that is amazing.
Nah, that's dope. Ups. You know, because that explains Burna Boy, because he's touring the States now, isn't it? You know, his group, they took a photo and a video to show they were all in a room that looks like a living room or something, and they were watching the concert on TV
concert
as well.
Together. Yeah. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Which I think is dope.
Yeah. You know, yeah. They can't be there, but then they are watching it.
They are watching it, supporting dude and everything, sweet. You know? So obviously, I came back, turned on the YouTube. It was live on YouTube.
Mm. Oh, you watched it live? Yeah.
So it was live on YouTube. I started watching it and everything from the beginning. And first of all, I will say I'm happy for the accomplishment. Him getting to that stage.
100%.
Selling out the O2. Doing all that in in a very short period of time that he's been around, that's a big accomplishment.
A big one.
Regardless of what you say, right? That's a big accomplishment. So you can't take that away from him. When you talk about artists that have sold out the O2, his name is going to be there.
It's going to be there. It's going to be there.
You know? And coming from where he came from, I think he's done well for himself.
Of course he has, bro. Of course he has. I mean, if you say a lot of artists have sold out at the O2, but arguably the majority of them are artists from from here, from America,
the US and all this kind of stuff. Yeah,
places like that. Where we're from, not many artists have managed to do that.
I think right now it's Wizkid, Burna Boy, Davido,
Ashake,
and him.
That's it.
Five. Yeah.
Bro, we can't count that on both hands. So that is a big, big, big deal.
That's a big deal.
That is an achievement. Absolutely. Like a massive achievement. And if you think about it, most of them have only done it in recent years.
Yes.
You get me? So it's not like even they are doing it with their eyes closed type of thing. It's still a big deal to do it.
Absolutely is.
You get me? Not every artist out of these lot can do it. So, my guy, that is a massive achievement.
That's a big one.
I don't care what people are saying. He's achieved a lot.
No.
And for him to have achieved that means his music is doing so well. Mm-hmm. Like, he's touching different corners of the world, you know, and whatnot. This is UK. This is not Nigeria. So for him to be selling out at the O2, which is what, like 21K capacity or 20K capacity,
yeah.
That is a big deal.
That's a big deal. Absolutely, absolutely, but absolutely.
Again, with achievements comes... bro, that's
you,
so
you want us to jump into that? Yeah,
We might as well. With achievements comes criticisms.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of that.
I will say objective criticism.
Criticisms, yeah. You which, know what I'm saying? Which I'm not mad at. I'm not even mad at it. Because, bro, like, freedom of speech is a thing, which I salute.
Are you giving a disclaimer right now? Because you think that some of his fans might...
Bro, I don't care who's going to come at me. You know what I mean?
They
bro,
probably might come at you.
I don't... Bro. Maybe when we started this podcast, yeah. But right now, I'll say as I feel. I've given dude his respect. He's done amazing. He's a good artist. He's a good musician. He's doing his thing. I still fuck with his music. And absolutely. I always will. I listen to his music. I'm a big Rema fan. But... if I see something that, to me, it wraps me off a little bit and other people see it too, bro, I'm not going to condemn the people that are commenting that about
absolutely
that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, cool. Me? Okay, so which one should we talk about first? Should we talk about what you feel about the performance? Mm. And then we can now talk about what has been trending online in terms of, quote unquote, the devil images and all that kind of stuff. Should we jump on the performance
first? Let's talk about the performance first. Yeah.
What do you think about the performance in general?
In general, it was a good performance. I wouldn't call it a great performance. I'm not going to call it...
I wish Kelly was here today.
I'm not going to call it a great performance. I wish he was because... Yeah. I'm not going to call it a great performance. It was a good performance. He did his best and it was good enough.
Right.
Yeah, but first of all, I was hoping to see a few more artists come. I was hoping he'll bring a few more artists.
Okay.
You get me, to celebrate this great moment with him.
Yeah.
Secondly, I was a little bit put off by the stage decor, you know, the costumes, you know, what I was seeing on stage, basically. So to me, even if the performance was great, these things that I'm seeing took that away from me. It robbed me of a great performance that he was probably putting out there.
Like what?
The colors. Bro, all I was seeing was red and black.
Okay, what's wrong
with that? To start with, the imagery. I'm seeing skeletons, I'm seeing... did I see a coffin at one point? I can't remember. I'm seeing flying bats that look like... bro, first of all, bats no get red eyes. They get red eyes.
It's art, bro. Isn't
it? It is. You might call it art, but when I'm seeing bats with red eyes,
okay,
that are flying around looking like...
horse?
Like vampires. I'm seeing a horse with a black and red robe around it. Like, you get me, bro? These are all... depicting something that I am kind of against to an extent.
All right.
Do you get what I mean? So again, if I'm seeing this, even if you're performing to your best ability, me seeing this and then going against it takes away that perfection that you're doing on stage.
Is it?
If that makes sense. Yeah. Because already...
I hear you.
I'm seeing things I don't want to see. So even if you're doing the most, even if you're a Beyonce, you know, doing whatever you're doing on stage, I'm not enjoying it because I'm seeing something else.
But what if it's just art, though?
It might just be art.
What if, because from what I heard, this is what I've been told, he's big into comics and everything.
Yeah.
He's big into comics and all that, right? So what does that tell me? He's probably into maybe like this whole Dragon Ball Z's and the Airbenders and all this kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
Because you can see that in the graphics that he portrays and all that stuff, right? And then he's not that old.
No, he's
not that old. I think he's 23 or something, right? So he's a very young man. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was here... last year or 2 years ago, when I said that, when you look at him, you can tell he picked up a lot of sauce watching the likes of Travis Scott.
Yeah. You said that plenty of times.
Playboy Cardi, Lil Uzi Vert. Like, that's basically what these new guys are doing. They are into this whole flamboyant imagery type thing. And you go, I mean, they go overboard with it sometimes. But that's for the conversation and the clout.
What I was seeing was not an expression of art. It was more. It was more the dark side of.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what. Fam, go and watch Playboy Cartier and everything. Mm. Sometimes he dresses like a vampire. He paints his eyes black and everything. Mm. He does this whole dark art type thing. Lil Uzi Vert, he has drawn across upside down, whatever. I believe he was on stage one time. He said that he's the devil, something like that. Mm. I'm not saying that Rema has done it, but I'm just saying that this new guys. Right? They don't want to be put in a box. They just want to try out different shit. Not only through the music, but the way they dress, way they move, the way... You get what I'm saying?
So
nobody can tell me no difference, yeah? That Rema did not pick up some of them source from those guys. He definitely did. Then, also, I look at Brandon as well, right? He started with a whole teddy bear thing and all this kind of stuff, right? But when I look at the whole teddy bear thing, at some point, it's going to play out.
Yeah.
Because it's cool to do that when you're 18,
when you're young, 19. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As you become an older man, just like Kanye West, when Kanye West first came out with the whole backpack and the whole polo t-shirt and everything. At some point, that's going to fade out.
Yeah, of course.
Because now you're a grown-ass man, you're going to look corny doing that. Mm. So I knew... That wasn't gonna last. I'm talking about the whole teddy bear thing, having a big teddy bear on stage. So he's becoming a man. So I believe he's thinking about branding, right? How to sort of brand himself and look different. And a lot of people that call him an Afrobeat artist, that dude was, if you look at the people that were, he was on stage, his band, they were all dressed this whole punk rock star type thing and all this kind of shit. That dude is not just an Afrobeat artist, which is the reason why I said, you know, he's an artist. In our culture, we are very, very, very conservative when it comes to things like that. Mm. I get it, you know? But when you look at him, his influence does not really come from our culture.
But like you said, our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And where the people fucking with him the most?
Yeah.
You know, that's where he came from. And he's always tried to embrace it. So, of course, we're going to criticize it.
No.
And it's fine for us to do it. And it's fine for him to lose followers from doing so because that is not what our culture stands for.
No, everybody saying, see, this is where I'm coming from, yeah? Everybody has the right to criticize what they need to criticize. And everybody has the right to rock with or not rock with who and what they don't want to rock with. I don't even have an issue with that. I'm just saying, from an artistic point of view, just looking at him, because he even released a statement. This is a statement, because that was part of the conversation that I was having with people yesterday. I said, apart from all that, he comes from a culture. I'm talking about Benin.
Yeah.
If you go look at the history of Benin and everything, it was one of the most developed, if not the developed, Benin and I'm talking about back in the day, Benin and I believe
Was it Edo? No.
Benin and I believe Ilefe or something. Back in the day, they were the developed kingdom in West Africa, right? So the British even had to come there, and some of the sculptures, the images, you know, all those sort of things, right? So it's a very, very, very cultural place. And they also have this whole affinity to like bats.
Okay.
I believe a couple episodes...
You mentioned that.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Coming from Ring Road.
Bro, I get all of that. So, I get all of that. But the thing is, bro, we're in this century where, to me, these are in a way signs of satanic behavior.
No. It can be. And I'm not making excuses for
I'm not
dude.
Saying you are. I'm not saying
I
you are.
I don't know him.
I just want to justify why people are criticizing it and then coming after him. And if you're a Christian, this will put you off 100%. And you've got every right for it to put you off.
But then at the same time, this is where the hypocrisy comes in now, yeah? Because most of the artists that we like, If that's the case, then everybody should be cancelled. Then all the artists.
I'm not saying cancel anyone. I'm not saying no. No one should be cancelled.
No. I'm not saying that cancel in a bad way, like stop listening to them or whatever the case is, right? But all I'm saying is some of those people online that are criticizing Rema and saying that he's a devil worshipper and all this image and everything, the same people goes to a Beyonce concert. Beyonce has had those rumors on her before. Jay-Z has had those rumors on him before. Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi, you know what I'm saying? Like, all I'm trying to say is, now, I don't know, maybe he's a devil worshipper. I don't know.
We don't know.
You get me? We don't know, but I can look at what he's doing and I can understand what he's trying to do. I can, all I see is a boy, or rather a young man, because he's not, but a young man who got influenced, yeah, by the Travises of the world and all these guys. He wants to be a rock star. But when again, you look at him, he wants to be a rock star.
Even this rock star that you're mentioning, yeah. You know, listening to rock music is, in a way, seen as a satanic behavior.
Yeah, it has this whole satanic,
whatever.
To his symbols and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I get that, you know, but obviously, you're talking about like the dark rock.
The dark rock, yeah.
I get that. But once again,
I mean, bro,
I don't know, man.
I just don't think
that he is trying to be malicious or trying to be a devil worshiper.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is. Know? But then his acts are, in a way, promoting that type of behavior.
I agree with you.
That is a full stop of, at the end of the day, what we're seeing is actually promoting it to an extent. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? The way you're dressing, the way you're portraying yourself on stage, you've got 20,000 people watching you live. You've got other people streaming you live. And then if you read the Bible, bro, these are the ways. If you're a biblical person, I know people can argue and say, bro, the Bible is just history, this, that. But guy, if I'm seeing skeletons on stage, burning, this on fire, this, that, bro, that's depicting satanism to an extent. So,
you know what I don't like, yeah, with our people, not you, but with our people, yeah, we always try to put our artists in a box, right? We always try to put our artists in a box and everything. We don't do that with anybody else, right?
But this is because that's our culture, though. Yeah, bro. That is our culture.
Exactly. And which is what I'm saying. Like, when someone is trying to be artistic or express themselves in their art, we call it juju, we call it Illuminati. You know, this person has done this and done that and done that. You know, it's, for the most part, it's just we are allowed to be artistic and express ourselves in the way we dress, in the way, in our music, in our art, whatever our art might be, you know? I think we should be allowed to do that.
No, 100%, you know? We should be.
So, which is the reason why, and I commented on one of the pages and everything, you know, and people obviously came at me saying, oh, this, Paul, we should be allowed.
People came at you.
Yeah. So, this is the thing. Some people agreed with me, and some people disagreed with me, you know? But I don't think, when I look at him, I just feel like it's a boy. I keep on saying a boy. It's a young man, right, who doesn't want to be put in a box. He's trying out different sounds. He's been influenced by whoever he's been influenced by. And he's just this guy who's trying to leave the rock star image. If you look at him, when you look at him on stage, because I was watching him on stage, right, he wants to be a rock star. He just want, if you see the way he does, the way he moves, his mannerisms, the way he trying to do this whole rock star thing.
Make it do it in. Like, I'm not here to criticize him, but I'm just picking out on little things.
Yeah,
like,
of course. Of course.
When his album cover came out a couple of months ago, people even criticized the picture on the album cover.
Yeah.
For example. And he came out to explain the meaning behind that cover.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were saying, oh, it's a church upside down because they had a cross on it and then there was fire burning on the top corner, whatnot.
He came
to explain it, like, that it's not a church. It's literally portraying himself. Like, that building portrays his body.
Mm.
And then he even posted a picture of the artwork on his body, the tattoos on his body. And he literally had a cross on his chest. And then obviously on the cover as well, there was like two skeletons running away or something on either side. And if you look at his shoulders, just below his shoulders, he's got two human beings. He's got one human being there, another one there. And he's like, that is what he's trying to portray on the cover. So basically everything you're seeing on that cover is a portrayal of his body and the way he feels. The fire on the top corner portrays the way he feels about his music and himself sometimes. He feels like he's on fire sometimes. Like, he was trying to explain it. I get it. He's trying to be an artist.
That is why
he's trying to explain himself to people. But all I'm saying is, he get where you go fit do him sometimes.
He wants to be flamboyant. That is what it is.
You can be flamboyant in so many different ways. It doesn't necessarily mean bring a horse in a red and black robe.
Bro, I don't see... Okay, you know what? Before we jump into that, this was a statement that he made and everything.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
He said, Ravage Uprising, my ancestors' bronzes sit in the museum of this very city. So I remade mine. Mm. Hence, Edo is redefined, the map reshaped, your minds awakened, and the mask reborn. Thank you, London. So, that's basically what he said.
This guy is a very...
He's
a different guy. Let me just put it that way.
No, see, I think he's a guy, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He's very, very conscious of what he's doing, right? He likes the engagement, the chatter and everything. And then also, it's a guy, he just wants to be viewed as, when I'm talking about a rock star, yeah, I'm not necessarily talking about the music itself, but he just want to be viewed as this guy, right? Like a Michael Jackson type thing.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like a Michael Jackson type thing, you know, where I just don't think that he wants to be bottled in the box of Afrobeat, just like Burna Boy. You know, they just want to be like an artist and just express their art in whatever way that they want to express their art, you know? And honestly, when I was watching the whole performance, I didn't really see, obviously, the horse, the art and everything. I didn't really have a problem with it, but I will now tell you the things that I had a problem with.
Okay, so you had some problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You know, I think they paid too much attention. When I was watching it, it kind of explained to me the reason why, you know, someone like Jay-Z, some of these artists, they don't waste the time to do costume change and everything.
Mm.
Because that little gap where you're busy doing costume change and everything, you have to really work on that space properly to still keep the viewers or the people that have come to watch you. They have to be entertained.
Of course.
Right? And when I look at it, there was a time that he was not on stage and everything, and there was these voiceovers of people talking, yo, where is Rema? This, that, right? I think that kind of, yeah, you know? I think that just kind of took too long.
Mm.
It was kind of dead, you know? And you can tell the energy was not in the building. So I feel like the energy will go up, drop again, go up again. You get what I mean? And so I think they pay too much attention on costumes, on props, you know? Obviously the horse, obviously the bat, you know, him being up there and everything. I think, to me, those are necessary, but you got to do it well.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that gap in the costume change times.
It took too long. It took way too long.
The crowd, you could get that feel, and I could imagine what it feel like being there.
Yeah, like you're just standing there expecting, what's next? What's next? The DJ will say, yo, raise your hand and everything. And then, it drops again. You get what I mean? So it was just a waiting game. And then also, I don't think the transition from one music to the next music, you know, it wasn't great.
Mm.
It wasn't great. That's all I'll say. I don't think it was great, the music transition from one, because you got to keep it spanking, boom, boom, spanking, boom, 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 spanking. And then even if you want to talk and thank the cloud, the crowd and everything, all right, cool. There's a way to propagate it. That is an art in itself. You get what I'm saying? Like, there is no way the energy should drop
as much.
Yeah, but there were a couple times that I feel like the energy kind of dropped a little bit.
Because I noticed that, and I was comparing it. Funny enough, I was comparing it to 50 Cent show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because 50 changed costumes quite a lot.
Yeah.
But there was not a single time
that the energy dropped. You have to time it properly.
Because he always had someone on stage hyping the crowd, playing some kind of banger, doing something to entertain the crowd. Either he had dancers on stage dancing with some good tune playing, or he had like a good MC on stage, you know, hyping the crowd, doing something. There was always something to keep them entertained.
That's my point.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's my point. And I think you talking about that, you thought that he was going to bring somebody on stage and everything. That's where maybe a guest artist, should have been on stage performing with a hit, right? And then he's probably backstage just changing up and everything. Mm-hmm. And some of the costumes that he was putting on, they are not easy costumes. It's not just something that you can just strip out.
No, you know what I mean?
That is the reason why some artists, they wear different costumes, and what they do is they just strip it out, and then that costume becomes something else.
Something else.
You know what I'm saying? But he started with the big coat, you know, and then he now went and changed to the tight red thing and everything. And some of the dances that my man was doing was kind of sucks a little bit, bro. You know, I was watching the thing thinking, what's my man doing and everything? My man was just kind of doing the whole, you get me? Like,
bro, but he's still young.
I love it. I was enjoying it, you know? But I think apart from the transition, apart from too many props and gaps, you know, even with that gap as well, you know, like I'm a piano DJ or whatever to keep people going or whatnot. You get me? Fill up that gap to still keep that energy.
No, that is very, very important. Necessary.
That energy and everything. Yeah,
especially when you've got a big crowd. It can't dip like that and then you expect it to just nah.
And then also some of his songs. Yeah, this is the reason why. When artists do songs, they always think about the live performances as well. I don't think some of his songs hit live. Maybe it is the production, because from what I know, when artists produce a song, like the studio production for your phones or whatever, and then they also do the live production. So this is what they're going to be producing on stage.
This is what they're going to be performing
on stage and everything. And I don't think some of his songs were hitting like that.
You don't think some of the songs were songs that should be performed on stage?
They were not hitting for me. They were not hitting for me. You know, some obviously did their thing. Some I was like, yo, this shit a hit. Mm. But then some was like a bit, okay. You get what I'm saying? But overall, I'm not gonna lie, I love where he now brought out the other Maven artists
too.
Ira Star, you know, and
Ira Star's performance was amazing.
Ira Star is
that girl get, and she's got stage presence.
Oh yeah, she's killing it. Yeah. I think
she's a sexy girl,
bro. She's nice, you bro. Know what I mean? She's a very beautiful woman.
She's a bit dressed as well.
She knows
what she's doing.
I think you see O2. Yeah, if there is one or two Afrobeat artists, females, that will sell out the O2, I think it's between Ira Star and Tems. If I'm to predict,
you think Ira Star is there?
Not yet.
Oh right.
Not yet. You know, not yet. But to sell out, this is the thing. When I'm talking about selling out the O2, and I know this might sound a bit controversial, because I was having this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday. I understand that we are very excited. It's a big accomplishment when we see our artist Salado OT, but sometimes it feels a bit rushed. And I understand that, hey, if we can Salado OT and get the money, who wouldn't do it? So labels want to do it, right? Artists that sort of want to do that for the starters, like, yo, I've sold out the O2. I understand that. And then the pressure from the fans as well, you know, plays a big role. But sometimes I kind of feel like it is a big stage, a big venue, a lot of pressure, yeah, to carry that crowd and kill it, right? And sometimes some of these performances feel a bit, you go, I'm saying,
well, you don't, yeah. Some of them are not O2,
yeah. Some of these ready. Artists are not ready yet,
yeah.
You go, I'm saying, some of them are not ready yet, you know. And apart from, I'm not gonna lie, apart from Burna, Wizkid, Davido,
bro, Ashake's performance.
Ashake's performance was dope.
It was dope.
No, Ashake's performance was dope.
Yeah. I cannot fault it.
No, Ashake's performance was dope. The only thing is, if I'm going to fault Ashake's performance, yeah, whenever he performs Lonely at the Top, yeah, bro, don't do too much. Just stand middle of the stage with a mic stand, right? And that this thing, everywhere dark, with a spotlight on you.
That's it.
And just do it. Don't try and do too much and dance.
He didn't do much when he performed.
He did not. You get me? Like, you can have the choir behind you. You can have the saxophonists and the trumpeters and the vibe. Whatever you want to do. That song is a very calm tune. That was another song that Rema was performing, and I kind of wish that he kind of did the same. Don't just do too much. Not every song needs the whole.
Don't be every song that needs that. Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying?
Jumping around.
I forgot the name of that song, but some of them songs just you don't need to do too much. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to do too much. But overall, if I'm to grade that. The performance, yeah.
The concert in general.
The concert. And once again, big accomplishment. He did his thing. Nah, he deserves every credit that he's getting. He deserves it.
Yeah,
but if I'm to grade the experience, I'll give it 6 out of 10.
That is lower than I thought you would.
6 out of 10. If I'm to push it, maybe 7.
You're stingy with your grades, Abi.
Yeah, if I'm to push it, maybe 7.
Okay.
If I'm to push it, maybe 7.
That is still decent. I mean, that's still decent.
How about you?
It's his first. Bro, I'll grade it like 6. Yeah. Even with all the criticisms and all of that, it was still a decent performance. Bearing in mind that was his first performance at the O2.
Yep.
Bearing in mind that was his first solo performance with that size of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Yeah.
He did well.
No, he did well.
He did really
well.
He did well. And I heard people were walking out when they saw too much of.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, people believe in what they believe in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you've got to respect that. Yeah. I respect that. You get me?
People believe in what
they believe. I ain't gonna lie. If I saw some of that, I could have easily walked out.
I definitely would not have walked away because I paid for it. I will stand.
No, be my money way. Go idolize the devil. If I fell that way,
you hear me, bro.
But yeah, man. Nah, I make it doing soon.
I hear that though. But listen, make at the end of the day, soon. Shout out to Rima, man.
Guy, I've been hearing some weird things about one of my guys, you know. Ooh. One of my favorite actors.
Oh my god.
I think we should just pick our brains on this because I don't wanna believe it, but at the same time, bro, this is Hollywood. You get me? Anything and everything happens in Hollywood.
So you want to go to Hollywood now? Yeah,
we might as well. We can stay in Africa.
No. Let's go to Hollywood, Let's go to Hollywood. You talking about Will Smith?
I'm talking about Will Smith, man. The great Will Smith.
And you've been on record saying that that's one of your favorite guys, though.
Yeah, it's always been. And all these rumors that have been going and accusations and his wife dragging him and all of the, it's, to me, in my opinion, it's not tainted his image in my eyes. I still see him as that guy. I still have a lot of respect for him. I know it has for you. You've said this several times. But for me, I still have a lot of respect for him. The movies he's done, bro, like, he was my childhood. Bro, growing up, Will Smith, not my guy. Like, I'd watch from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fam, you sound so heartbroken, bro.
No. It pained me when I said that. Because, bro, we all fight. Like, he was one of the pillars. Like, one of the black men that actually made it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He was doing big movies. Okay. Men in Black. Whoa. I Am Legend. And The Pursuit of Happiness. Which movie this guy no do way, no be hit?
Okay, out of all the scandals, which one paying you pass?
This new one that's coming out.
The new one that's coming out?
Yeah, man.
I'm not even going to lie. That was not even the one that actually...
You know why? You know why I know they paying you? Because you've heard too much now. If this was one of the first ones that came out,
yeah,
it would have potentially been the one where they pay you the most.
No, actually, if this one was the first one that came out, I would have fucking laughed. I swear to God, I would have been on the floor laughing. I said, for real. I think out of all the scandals, yeah, the one that really broke my heart was the one with Chris Rock. That was the one that I was like, nah. And bro, I said it here. Since then, I cannot watch any of his movies. Because there is absolutely no way. Now, at that time, I thought it was the woman that made him do it. But then, obviously, she's come out and said that she was shocked too. You get what I mean? So, maybe, I don't know. What the fuck?
That one was minor. Bro,
you get, we're
human beings. Guy, you know fights before.
For a woman,
it doesn't matter. You fight before.
Not for a woman, though.
Bro, this is your wife. This is his wife we're talking about.
No.
Okay.
Let's put everything, yeah, and paint the right picture. Okay, cool. In paper, that was his wife or whatever.
But then,
she was out here.
It don't matter what she was out there doing.
He's always
said he loves her. Like he's never denied.
And we
love.
Know why now, man.
It don't matter.
And we know why now.
So this is his emotions. This was his emotions speaking.
Would you allow a woman to do that to you though?
Again, I'm not gonna sit here and say it can never happen. Oh, you mean a woman to do that to me? Hell no. Of course not.
There you go.
But he's a human being, bro.
Shit.
We've seen the most. You get what I'm trying to say? Friends have done shit to us before. No, it's not always about the woman. It's not always about your woman.
My own thing is, this is someone that has no respect for you and everything, yeah? Or rather, came across that way. I don't know.
Came across that way is the best way to put it.
It came across that way and everything. You know, to me, I'm just saying that I was like, God damn. Like, and also, you're bigger than the dude and everything. You felt that that was someone that you could bully. You know what I'm saying? Now, we know now what we know now. You know? And then an ex-best friend, like they say.
Yeah.
An ex-best friend.
What's his name? Father what? They call him brother something.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck he is, bro. I don't know his name. I don't rate the dude, but the whole shit was funny.
Brother sign.
Bro, I don't rate the dude, but the whole shit was funny.
Wait, I ain't gonna lie, it was funny.
You get me? And this is what my man said, bro.
Tracks that I walked in on.
Who'd you walk in on?
Him and Dwayne Martin.
Okay.
Hollywood is the hurry up and wait game. So 3 minutes later, after them telling me, "Hey, you got eyes on Will. We need him to come watch this." So I'm running all over the studio. He's not in his dressing room. I go to the cafeteria. I'm like, but I see his car there. I'm like, where's this guy at? So now I'm holding Dwayne down too, so I have the keys to his dressing room. So I'm like, yo, and they're calling I'm on walkie-talkie and they're calling my cell phone. Yo, we need to get Will here. I'm like, yo, kind of fucked down. Like, I'm trying to find this. Like, this is unlike him, right? So, all right, I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having anal sex with Will.
Let me process that for a second.
There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing him. Murder. Like, murder. It was murder in there.
Yeah, Charlie. He was killing him. He was murdering him. Like, bro, that shit was murder.
The dude was graphic with the whole thing, bro. The dude was graphic with the whole thing.
I listened to that bit like 10 times. But I was like, God damn it.
Kazi, I'm telling you, I listened to that shit, yeah. Anytime I listen to that, I laugh, die. I say, yo. The thing that kept up, listen, I had to imagine, Will Smith is a very tall dude. Yeah. How is my man bent over here, and mama was ramming him through, bro? What the hell, bro?
Yeah, I know they believe him.
Oh, Charlie.
I don't believe it.
I cannot believe you, you know.
I don't believe it.
Let me tell you the reason why I cannot believe it. This rumor has been floating around for years. And the Dwayne guy, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
His ex-wife has come out as well to say, yo, something happened. Something was going on there. And I believe a couple episodes ago, yeah, I said, listen, there is absolutely no way, yeah, a heterosexual man will allow his wife to be moving mad like this, whether your wife or your ex-wife, whatever the case is, to be moving mad like this, and you're coming out to say, you know what, that's my best friend, we're gonna be best friends for life. Bro, there is something. It's either she has something over you, yeah, or you just don't want something to come out.
I've never heard any rumors about Will Smith in that light before.
I have.
You sure?
Yes. This is not the first time. Which is the reason why I said I was not surprised. Out of everything that I've heard about dude, yeah, this is not even the one that made me kind of be like, what the fuck? It was the one with Chris Rock. This, the whole sexuality thing, we've heard it. Bro, I've heard it many times, bro. Many times. On God in heaven, bro. But my man said, listen, imagine Will Smith bending over, bro.
God, that shit funny. See, he was getting murdered. he must have been enjoying it then if he was getting murdered.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Allegedly.
But the thing is, bro, why do people do this shit, though?
What do you mean, why do people do this shit? Like, listen, that's a very good question because I asked that question before. I'm glad that you asked that question. I asked that question before, yeah. That why is it, yeah, one, a lot of these men, well, some of these men, because we don't know how many, a lot of them are on the DL. Mm. A lot of them are on the down low. Right? But then these are men that can get any woman that they want to get. That for real. They can fuck any girl that they want to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I was having this conversation at work with a couple of my workmates, and this guy who I work with, he's a white guy, and he explained something to me, which it kind of made sense. He said, listen, some of these guys, yeah, are already perverted, right? And they are so rich, powerful, influential, whatever they say. They have tried everything that they can try when it comes to sex.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They've tried everything and anything with women. Women is nothing to them now, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now they are now pushing the boundary to try some new shit.
Bro, this is.
That's what he explained. And when I look at it, I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because what other explanation? Yeah, bro, it's gonna make sense. Wait. Unless he's always been gay.
What is pegging again? Pegging, is that not where...
Pegging is when the woman pegs you, yeah.
Why the fuck don't you go get a woman to peg you if you enjoy that shit?
Go do that rather than get a man to murder you. You get what I'm trying to say? Bro, if you've tried every shit and you feel like, you know, let me go explore, get a woman to peg you, then...
Maybe they just want to try it with a man.
Then you're literally...
bisexual or gay or whatever it is. It's as simple as that.
Listen, bro, a lot of people are in the down low, bro. A lot of people are, again, on the down low.
I don't believe it. And
I just don't believe it because you like Will Smith.
I don't believe it. How many times have we had people come out to chat shit like this just for clout, just for clout chasing?
Cool, I agree.
Or just before they release a memoir or a book or an album or something.
I agree with you, Cole.
You get me?
But something like this, I wasn't surprised because Jada Pinkett did an interview at a Breakfast Club and everything. And when she was coming out of the studio, you know, she had obviously the paparazzi was there and everything. And she said, we are suing, right? So I agree with you.
Mm.
But then a flip side of the coin is, you have to be, is either you're stupid or you're bold. You're so bold that you're stupid. Or you have some form of evidence that you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm waiting for that lawsuit, right? For you to come out and make these type of accusations on this person. You get what I'm saying? Because you should know they are coming. You get what I'm saying? You should, and also, this is Tasha K. You get me? Tasha K, she loves the bullshit. Mm. You get me? She lost to Cardi B and everything. She just loves the messiness. So I wasn't surprised that that's the platform that this bitch ass nigga. Because yes, what he said is funny as hell. But then when I'm looking at him, I'm looking at, bro, what kind of man goes on a platform to do this?
Come on.
And he was graphic about the whole shit. You get what I'm saying? So unless he has some form of evidence that he's like, you know what? Listen, I am waiting for the lawsuit. I don't think the stress is worth it, if you ask me, because they are coming. You know? Now, Jada Pinkett said that it's not true, that this is a guy who's been looking for the shakedown and everything. You know, so obviously she's alluding to blackmailing and everything. You know? So whichever way it is, we don't know. We're not there. But honestly speaking, I am not surprised. Because this shit has been following Will Smith for a very long time, cuz. Very long time. This is not the first time.
Will Smith, I feel sorry for you, man, because you've been catching too many bullets in the last year or so, man.
It's just been coming.
But you're a strong man. You're still out there. Hey, he's still doing his thing.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, though, he's kids as well, bro.
That is what. But anyway, they are not kids anymore. So,
but then his kids are weird, anyways.
that is true.
His kids are weird. Not the first one, the second and the last one. What's her name? Willow and Jaden.
Willow and they're a bit. Yeah.
They are weird, anyways. I
mean, one of them dresses like a girl sometimes. You get me?
They're weird, anyways. You get what I'm saying?
They're weird ways,
bro. And to me, that's part of the thing. There is something when you look at shit like this. There is just something wrong in that family, bro.
Yeah,
there's just something wrong in that family. You know, I'm not surprised, but that's holy weird for you, bro. That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I'm still fucking with my Will Smith movies. You know what I'm saying? But it sounds like I'm not going to be seeing any new movies from him. Because the way things they go, I'm not sure say Ingofi provide any more blockbusters.
I doubt.
You get me?
I doubt. I think with this whole thing that's going on.
His
career is...
Good thing he's still got peace. He's still gonna do well. He'll be alright. Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. You know. But another person who got exposed is Usher, though.
Usher's one, yeah. I'm not even gonna lie. It's possible, bro.
You see.
You know why, you
were able to sort of make this rational whatever.
This is because
for Will Smith.
The image Will has always had never been like, bro. Usher is out there. Like, there's always been rumors about him catching herpes or doing this or doing that.
And?
Bro, you can tell that he wants to explore.
That sounds like someone who does a lot of fucking, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that he's out here fucking men.
Bruh, like you said, if you don't chop every woman for this world, you've tried different things. You want to taste something different.
You want to taste
something different. Asha comes across as that type of dude. Like, bro, he gets girls. Like, he's always on the road. He's touring. He's doing this.
I think he's married or something.
He's married to his manager or something like that?
Yeah, I think the manager or something.
Yeah. But, like, he's always had stories come out about his sexuality and the people that he's having sexual relationships with and this, that. Like, it's always been out there. So when shit like this becomes a rumor, I'm like, it's a possibility.
For people that don't know what we're talking about, obviously, this is all from the whole Keke Palmer quagmire. So we just gonna run through it. Keke Palmer was in Vegas. Obviously, she was at the Usher show. Whatever video came out of them dancing, we spoke about it here. We're not gonna go back on it. And then her baby daddy blasted out on social media. And we all agreed that for him to come out and do that, there is something definitely wrong in the home. Because if everything was good in the house, you wouldn't really do that.
Mm-mm.
First of all, you will know what your partner is wearing as he or she's leaving the house, because everything is good in the house. He or she maybe want to say, oh babe, how do I look in this?
Yeah, right?
You're going to have an idea. Or let's assume that he or she is on a night out with the friends or wherever in another city. They'll probably call you on FaceTime and be like, oh babe, what do you think about this? Da, 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 right? So that's if everything is good. Right? Now let's assume that option one and option two didn't happen. Right? And then now you turn on your phone, you now see your partner in this and everything. One is either you're going to find it funny and say, look at what this idiot is doing. And you guys might probably laugh about it. Or you might wait for them to come home. And then you'd be like, you know what? That stuff I saw. You get me? You're not going to blast the person on social media.
So, like, that's not going to be your first.
That's not going to be your first go-to. You know? So obviously we had a conversation. Now fast forward. No, then after that, pictures came out of the both of them are back together and other shit. Right? All right, fine, great. And then she told us about our business because that's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Then last week, pictures and voice notes and all this shit started coming out. She had cameras in her home that showed the both of them fighting and all that shit, right? And then we now heard voice notes and basically, he was out here assaulting the girl, right? Allegedly.
Because we've not seen any videos or anything, have we?
I think we've seen, some people said that they've seen videos. I've seen like some still shots. That's what I've seen. So, but I've heard voice notes as well. So he's out here allegedly assaulting the girl. She filed for a restraining order. And everything, and the full custody of the child. So at this moment, she has the full custody of the child, right? And then, now, another voice note has come out of her also admitting to assaulting him as well. And then her mother was cussing him out and all that. And then in the midst of the whole cuss out, the mother, Kiki's mother, now said, Usher is gay, some like maybe he's bisexual. I think Usher is bisexual and he fucks men, something like that.
Something like that. That he's had intercourse with men.
And everybody was shocked, like, yo, why
and this,
are you?
This came from Keke Palmer's mom.
Keke Palmer's mother.
Right.
Everybody was like, why are you throwing the man under the bus?
Mm.
You get me? And when I'm looking at the whole thing, first of all, the whole relationship is a very dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah, why are you bringing another man's business into your daughter's business?
Even if it's true.
Like,
if I was Usher, I'm going to sue her for defamation.
Yeah. And who the hell was even recording that conversation?
I think it was him. Because the mom came out to say that it was him and everything.
Mm.
So, first of all, what do you think about recording in a relationship, like recording arguments and all,
I'm against that, bro. I don't think it's, especially when it's being done behind your back. I don't succumb to that.
I think if a relationship gets to a point that the both of you are recording each other, I think that relationship should be done.
It's a wrap.
Because it has gone into a very toxic place.
It's a wrap. If I feel the need to record a conversation that I'm having with my partner, or if I feel the need to start recording because I feel like it's going to turn into something it shouldn't turn into, then bro, there's a problem there. Like if I'm on that edge to make her get my phone ready, like it's coming.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No.
That means this relationship is.
It should be done.
No, it should be done. It should be done already. That's no relationship.
Those are two people that don't trust each other, you know, that are trying to catch each other out.
Yeah.
You get me? And when I look at the whole thing, but I was having this conversation with my homegirl, you know, she's like into the whole feminism thing. And she was, her stance was that if the man is assaulting the woman, that the woman has the right to apply for full custody of the child and take the child away from the man, because that shows that the man is a bad parent.
So if the man is assaulting a woman, from her point of view,
with this whole Kiki Palmer thing.
Yeah. So the woman should be allowed to have full custody of the child.
Yes.
Because the man is assaulting a woman.
Yeah.
But what has the child got to do with this whole thing?
That was my son.
Like, why are you trying to take someone? First of all, look at it from the child's point of view. You're taking away a parent from that child's upbringing because of that parent's mistake towards.
I wouldn't really say mistake. For you guys' disagreements, two adults. You get what I'm saying? Whether it's a mistake or not, but the way I look at it, these two adults are in a toxic relationship. I don't think that has anything to do with the child.
It hasn't.
You know, it's the both of you that have issues, right? Now, the both of you don't need to be together. You can even file for a restraining order, say, you know what, I don't want to be in the same place with this person and everything. You know, when it comes to the point where it maybe is their turn for them to have the kid or whatever, you can maybe send a family member or send a driver or whatever to take the child to them. And everything. You don't have to see them.
But
I don't, personally, I don't agree in taking the child away, just like you said, from the parent.
But the thing is, bro, you know, in this part of the world, bro, the law always sides with the woman when it comes to sticky situations like this.
Because we were having a conversation last week when what was in the news was that he assaulted her. Now, this week, it now came out, other voice notes now came out of she admitting to assaulting him too. So I now hear my homegirl up. I said, okay, cool. So at this point, who gets the baby now? Is it the state? You see how foolish that is?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it the state that gets the baby now?
Because they're both abusing each other.
Because both of them are abusing each other.
So none of them is good enough to have the child.
Exactly. Which goes back to my point. Just because, you know, maybe one parent assaulted the other parent does not necessarily make them a bad parent to the child.
It's just
a very stupid person, maybe who could not control his or her emotions.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you should take the child away from the parent.
But when you put it that way, so they are gonna switch to defense and say, okay, he was able to lose his cool when it came to the woman.
What of the child? Is that what
exactly?
It is?
What if he loses his cool looking after that child?
Okay, cool.
Because they could say some men look when they see their kids, they see the mother of that kid. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So what if you can't keep your cool with the woman?
How can you keep your cool with the child?
Exactly.
Yeah, but we've seen people. We've seen people that were horrible partners. You know, that were great parents.
We've seen that.
I don't think it goes hand in hand, in my opinion.
I don't think it does, but I'm just looking at it from that point of view.
Of course.
Where a judge will look at you and say, I'm sorry, but I can't give you access to your child because I feel like you might harm your child too.
I'm very, very, I'm on the same spot when it comes to both parties, men and women, because we saw that with Dwayne Wade at some point, he took the kids away from his ex-wife. I didn't like it. You know, I just look at it from, you know, this person has the clout, he has the fame, he has the money, he can get the best lawyers or whatever, and you probably cannot, you know? So obviously, you cannot compete. Obviously, he's going to win, you know? So we've seen people do it to each other. Me, I don't personally like it, you know? But then we live in this part of the world where people are so quick to use the kid against the partner or the ex-partner.
Yeah.
It's always the case. I think it's petty. I don't think it's good. But then at the same time, I think Usher needs to sue his mom, right, or rather her mom, for defamation, because why are you bringing me into the bullshit? And how do you know that I fuck boys?
The same way you said.
How do you know
I fuck boys? The same way you, in a way, defended this dude that chat shit about Will Smith. It's the same way. Maybe she's also got some sort of evidence. So then what? Then how are you going to go sue Usher?
No,
I mean, how is Usher going to go sue her?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
She's probably got signed. She probably knows more than we do.
Yeah.
She's probably got a conversation somewhere or some picture somewhere.
Prove it then.
She doesn't need to. She said what she said.
Well, you have to prove it in court.
If it goes to court, that is.
Okay, then.
And it might not go to court because there might be proof there.
Yeah, shit. I'm suing, bro. Don't bring me to your boat. I believe that Usher regrets that dance. I believe Usher regrets that dance with Keke Palmer, bro.
That dance, because that dance is still dancing, you know?
That dance is still dancing, bro.
At least we got music out of it. We got a new song out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
We're still hearing about it.
We are podding about it.
We got a relationship broke down out of it. We're podding about
it. We're podding about it. You know what I'm saying? So hey, I'm not complaining, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm not complaining. But I'm not gonna lie, this week has not been a good week for black men, bro. Yeah, you know, a lot of they are getting outed out here, bro. Being on the down low, bro.
Being on the down low, yeah. Bro, but if that's what they enjoy, hey, if you enjoy being on the down low, Will Smith.
But listen, a lot of men out here that are in a relationship and married are on the down low, bro.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I can't say a lot of men out there. I don't know, so I can't say. I don't know. Is there something you know that I don't?
Man. Is there?
Yeah. What circle are you getting yourself into? That
is there?
You get me?
I'm not getting myself into no circle. I'm just
so
saying.
How do you know so much?
Listen,
then?
Bro. All I'm saying is nothing surprises me no more, bro. Nothing surprises me, bro. You don't know what people do in their bedroom, bro.
No, of course not.
Oh,
we don't.
God in heaven.
No,
bro.
We don't know.
You don't know what people do in their bedroom bro.
Even with their women. Even if a woman, we don't know what people do.
Yeah.
You get me? Bro, for all you know, now the woman where they wear the strap. It's a possibility.
Listen, it's a possibility, yeah.
You get me? We don't know what people do.
And those guys would tell you that that's not being gay because they are doing it with a
woman. You're still getting penetrated, my guy.
Do you think that's being gay though?
It's got gay connotations too. It's got
now, but if they say it's a woman that's doing it to me,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. The next thing it will be a man.
Nah, but what if my limit is with a woman?
Your limit can expand. Yeah, yeah. Not true now, bro. Yeah, you might. You know what? I need to. That's not real. That is plastic. Let me see what it feels like that's how it starts. Gay people don't get up and then. Anyway, I don't know gay people.
I was wondering, bro. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't been there before. But we hear stories like some people don't just get up and then decide they are gay. There's a lot of married men out there that have come out and then eventually said, "I'm gay" or "I'm bisexual." You get me? I don't think they thought they were growing up or when they got married or something. Some of them weren't.
Or maybe they were, right? But then maybe because of the family or places that they come from, they felt that they had to hide.
Yeah, they thought so. But hey, it starts from somewhere. That's what I'm trying to say. If it's starting from you and your missus in the bedroom leading to, "Oh, babe, let me put my finger in there," to
It starts from there. Oh, I like it. Oh, let's get a strap. Oh, I like it. The next thing you know, you get me?
Like a whole man will be surprising you, yeah?
Be surprised.
A whole man will be surprising you, bro. Like fucking Dwight, bro.
Like, bro, murdering you.
You got me? Listen, killing him. She crazy.
He was killing, bro. So,
she crazy, bro.
Nah, but just, I feel like people should start opening up more about their sex. I'm tired of hearing...
But that's the thing. I don't think it's a big deal. I just feel that what makes it a big deal is when they try to hide it.
Yeah.
When they try to hide it and then it comes up in like weird ways and now people start talking about it. I think if any of these guys, if that's the life that they want to live, they just come out and just be like, you know what? Yeah, that's life I want. That's life I'm living.
It's easier said than done, isn't it? Like, bro, like,
Listen, because I think this is the best time to come out and say, hey, this is it, bro. You're gonna get a lot of support from the color gang, you know.
But are you gonna get the support from your family and friends?
Yeah, of course.
Bro, nah, we don't know that, man.
Of course.
Bro, we have our parents, families disowning their
kids. How many of them? How many of them?
Especially people of color. We the hear them now, so in a way, you can't blame them when they hide it.
Nah, bro. Listen, Usher, sue that woman, bro. Yeah.
If you can.
Sue that woman, bro.
Yo, I fuck with your music. Big time.
I still do.
Usher, listen. I suspect you.
Listen, Usher's my guy.
But I suspect you.
For what?
I suspect you.
For what?
Be a brave man.
Listen,
you've got
bro,
nothing to lose.
Allow
man.
My man, bro.
Bro, listen. You dealt with herpes. You dealt with all of that shit. You can deal with this one.
Ah, boy.
No, but it's true though, isn't it? He's dealt with so much, my guy.
But fam, yeah, it's so crazy because now we have Usher, allegedly. We have PDD.
Oh, shit.
The PDD rumors is all over the place.
But that one has been there for the longest.
There you go.
For the longest, because I remember very well. I remember it's been a long time since I started hearing about PDDs.
The PDD, you know what I mean? They say if you go to a PDD party, bruv, you know, and anything will happen for that, are you know.
And with his, I think I've seen a video of him. Was it trying to kiss someone on stage? Something like that.
I don't know, bro.
I've seen little. This here and there, you get me?
They like, just, listen, a lot of people are on Diddy, bro, saying, yo, Diddy's parties, yeah.
He's been in London, isn't it? I think he was.
He was in London last week, innit?
Was it last week?
Yeah, he performed with gigs and that. Yeah, big performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Big performance and everything. Listen, gigs are getting all the shine right now, bro. Salute to him. He worked for it.
50 Cent brought him up on stage.
Bro, he worked for it. That was a time it looked like, you know, it wasn't going to pan out for him and everything. I believe it was after when he came out of jail and everything, you know, like people didn't want to give him the chance. The powers that be were trying to hold him down. It looked like it was a blessing. Shout out to him, though.
No.
Shout out to him. I'm glad, like, he's like that bridge right now between the UK and the States and everything. And listen, he's earned it. He's a landlord, bro.
No, he's a landlord for a reason.
He's a landlord for a reason, man. He earned that shit, bro.
Gigs. When he drops that tune, talking the hardest.
Hard. Listen, bro.
It's a shutdown.
Listen, American artists, yeah. When you see them on stage, when that song comes on and the crowd goes crazy, they don't believe it.
They don't believe it.
They don't understand what's going on. They're just looking like thinking, what? You know what I mean? It shuts the whole shit.
That's when they know. That's when they know they're in London. Listen, town. They're in the UK.
That's the anthem right here. You know what I mean? But listen, hey, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. Handle, do what you gotta do, man. You know, for real. But make sure you sue that woman, sure. You know?
If you can.
Yeah, make sure you sue that woman.
If you can.
Anyways, bro, should we get out of here, yeah? Is there any other thing that's going on? Drake has... Drake just came out of a new concert. He just finished his concert. And then he has now announced... that he's going on another concert with J. Cole, bro.
It don't be Drake where he said I get it. This different. He said he was taking a break from music. New music. But I assumed he was taking a break from music and everything surrounding music to rest. That like, man is now out there announcing tours and shit.
Announcing tours and shit. And then I think he's got a new EP or a new album dropping tonight again.
You gotta see. So where's the breaker?
Listen, I think, I honestly think my man is getting to the bag.
I think
it's a bag move, if you ask
when
me.
When he gets that call, he's like, I can't turn this down. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
He's one of the most hardworking artists out here. I'm going to give it to him. When I look at him, one person that works as hard as him as well is Burna, bro. You know what I mean? Like, dude is on tour right now, and I think he's performing in London. I think next year, I think maybe June or there about.
I've not heard about that. I think
I saw that somewhere. You know, I might be wrong, but I believe I came across that somewhere. They said next year around June or there about. Stadium things as well.
Anyway, I'm saying this now. I'm going to Davido's concert in January.
Have you bought your ticket yet?
Not yet, but I'm going.
Where is the concert?
O2 now.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Let's go there.
I'm going. I ain't got my ticket yet, but I'm going to get
it. Okay, just let me know. Just let me know when you're going to get a ticket.
I want to go. I want to be there. I want to see Davido.
Yeah, you want to see him live?
Yeah, bro. I want to go. I'm going to go. I want to start... Bro, I need to start going to some of these concerts.
You should. I think next year, I'll make it a point of duty to go. I'm going to see Davido. You know, if Whiskey's going to have a concert next year, I will go and Burna. I'll go as well. You know? Listen, good times. Me, Drake, I need Drake to come to London, bro. I want to go see him. I need to go see dude, bro.
He go come.
You get what I mean?
What if he turns up in an European country? He ain't gonna fly out to go see.
Nah, I'm not doing that shit, bro. No. I cannot justify that.
Why not? You make a little holiday out of it.
No, bro. Fam, you know what? I'm glad that you brought this up. My boy, he was in my house. He came in over the weekend from New York.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a big Arsenal fan. Big Arsenal fan, bro. Yeah? He flew in from New York into London Saturday morning just to come and watch Arsenal.
Yeah?
Him, I swear to God, I'm not making it up. Aningo. Flew in Saturday morning, paid for box view or whatever they call that.
Yeah, for other stadium. Yeah.
Bro, that shit was $1,200 or there about pounds. So obviously there you get served food, wine, and then after the game you meet one of the players.
Okay.
You get what I mean? Like you meet one of the players, you get what's it called? A magazine and all that shit. Right? So he flew in Saturday morning to watch Arsenal play. And flew back to New York on Sunday.
I bet clap for that dude. Nah.
I cannot justify that shit.
That's the kind of life I want to be living.
You can no. See, you can live that life right now if you want to.
But
that's my point. I can't justify that money.
That's what I'm saying.
Paying for that.
I want to be able to live that life affordably. You feel me?
You can live it right now.
I can't justify it. I can if I want to.
That's my point.
That's the point. But I wouldn't do it.
That's my point. I cannot justify that.
I want to be able to justify and do it.
I guess it all depends
on a regular basis where I feel like it's nothing.
I think it just depends on what you put value on.
On but true that.
What you like. Because I assure you, you might still have money and you wouldn't want to do that. I've got a couple homegirls when Beyonce was touring. They could not get a ticket in London. They flew to Amsterdam.
To go see him.
To go watch Beyonce.
To see her.
Yeah. They bought ticket, flight, everything to Amsterdam for one day. Got there.
Even the 50, because one of my boys, he paid £850 to go to 50's concert and to do a meet and greet.
£850. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So after the concert, he got a nice little seat to watch the concert. After the concert,
you get to go and meet and greet 50 for like 2 minutes, take a picture, you know, shake his hand. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Get him to sign an autograph for you. He did it.
No. Yeah. Listen. I commend them and everything. I can't do it. I was looking at my boy and everything. I was thinking, what? Apart from flight ticket.
Bruh, hotel, flight.
No. He had to stay there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He stayed in the house and everything. But apart from flight, then the 1,000+
1K
for
something
just to watch a game. But he's a big Arsenal fan anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, where your love, that's where his love is
that,
at.
That's just the thing.
You get me? That's where his love is at. I'm sure if Kanye West came to London or Jay-Z came to London, my guy, don't cop.
I'll go.
You're going to do it.
I'll go.
Exactly.
I will go, but I don't think I can travel. I don't think I can travel to go watch Kanye West. I've never done it before.
Bro, if Kanye was performing in Paris, for example, and he ain't got no plans. You know he ain't got no plans of coming to London to perform. Bro, you'd possibly go and watch
it. I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go. You will.
I'll go.
You will, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Jesus Christ. This is a shock bill. I said, what?
Nah, people, they do them. People,
you
they do
flew them. In just to watch Arsenal game. Bro, you must really love Arsenal, bro.
You must. Even, you know, this week, I was planning to go watch because they're playing the ATP.
You've done it before. You've gone to go watch a fucking lawn tennis game.
Yeah. I was going to do it this week.
You crazy as
Because they're
bro.
Playing in Turin. Torino in Italy. They're playing the ATP finals in Turin this week. I was going to go. So basically every year, the top 8 tennis players, they play a tournament. They play a tournament every year at the end of the tennis season.
Mm.
So that's what they're playing now in Italy. I was going to go watch it because I love Carlos Alcaraz, man. I was going to go watch it. I looked at the tickets, everything. I was going to do it, but then I didn't book time off work early enough.
Right.
So I didn't even want to try. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. There's always next year.
Yeah, but I can't. Listen. You lot are crazy, bruv. You, your own is lawn tennis. Him is fucking, what's it called? Arsenal,
isn't it?
The other people are Beyonce, bro. And sure. Listen, I need to find a type of passion like that, bro.
You don't do that, Jay-Z.
I need to find a passion like that, bro.
Bro, my man posts Jay-Z more than he posts himself on social media.
On God in heaven, though. On God in heaven, though.
Exactly my point. You
gotta say, on God in heaven, bro. I did that, man. Nah, bro, that shit crazy, man. But yeah, man, should we call you a day?
We might as well, bro.
You get what I'm saying? Listen. You know what time it is. Shout out to all the freshers out there, man. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here.
You're right here with us.
Thank you for supporting us. You know what time it is. It's your boy Toby and your boy Cole.
You
know what I mean? Shout out to Kels, wherever he is, man.
Big Kels.
If you've not subscribed to the channel, do that right now. Subscribe to the channel. Watch the videos. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Or tell an enemy to tell a friend, because they got friends too. And also check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all your audio platforms and everything, man. And until next time.
Love and peace.
Salute.